I don't like to do too much talking, but nobody else is talking.
Welcome aboard. It's fine.
Congregation without elders. We do have a lot of congregations without elders, especially a new congregation. You can't have elders. I would understand that they are under the direction of a minister, a new congregation being started without elders. Couldn't we appeal to a person in that way that we are new, we just haven't had time to develop elders?
You could appeal to them for advice and for suggestion, but I do not believe in evangelistic authority regarding being an evangelist, being over multiple congregations or anything. But now, if you have someone working with you, even at a distance that you're in communication with, you can definitely interact, because preachers and church leaders have great influence. But if a congregation has recently started, that should have been in place before it got going with whoever we need to talk with. And their preachers are very willing to discuss things with you on the phone. I just don't want to mess up church autonomy here with one man somewhere having rule over this congregation. But we can do that. We can ask and solicit advice and choose, of course, whether to follow that advice or not. But that is a good way to do it. If a congregation can have a preacher to work with them for a period of time, that is great, too, to help them get up and running and then look at the long run. Sometimes congregations start out of splits in churches and out of bad situations, and that's not the time to start a congregation. It's better to start a congregation when things are peace and harmony, and then things can move along. But we do need qualified men to help make the decisions and qualified people to give advice based on Scripture, and that's usually the better approach.
You know, the world's changed in my lifetime. And when I went to Houston in 1942, there was one family worshiping there scripturally. When I went to Pontiac a little later, Pontiac, Michigan, there was one family worshiping scripturally there. Brother Ron knows about this. He was there. And then when we started the church in Arlington, Texas, there was nobody worshiping there scripturally. We started from Dallas there. So sometimes, you know, we do start congregations without preachers.
Right.
It's a necessity, and it works, but it don't work good.
Right. It would work better if you had leadership in place. Hopefully, when a congregation starts, they've got men of experience that can help to lead a congregation in a positive way.
Much better, much better.
That's what we need.
Possible.
Good. Thank you, brother.